Okay, a couple hours of open lines now for you here on Coast to Coast AM. And I'm sure you heard by now that the great one, Muhammad Ali, famous boxer, is just a great guy, is dead at the age of 74 years old. He had Parkinson's for a long, long time, 30-plus years. And the shaking got very, very bad. But a combination of that and a respiratory illness got him. But what a humanitarian. May have been the most recognized human being on the planet. Isn't that something? Something else. Okay, let's get to your calls when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. It's Friday night into Saturday morning. Let's go to the phones, get going. Let's go west of the Rockies. Olsa's with us in Arkin, California. Hi there.
Hey, George, how's it going?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I just wanted to say, first of all, it's a great thing you're doing for the consciousness of humanity. It's a really big thing.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say the last guest was talking about magic, and oftentimes people think magic is a much more difficult thing than it really is, where really the act of magic, the act of going through the process of casting a spell, whatever your ritual may be, really there's changes that are going on in your brain just by acting that out. The changes that you're causing in your brain send ripples through your reality, and that's really how magic works. It's not a hard thing, so people should try to do whatever they feel. If they think that they should come up with a spell and, you know, throw X, Y, and Z together and cast it in whatever way, chances are if they put a lot of faith in that, it will actually happen. And I just also wanted to say, I'm a Discordian Pope, so every single one of your listeners is now also a Discordian Pope, and they have the right to ordain anybody else. I just wanted to say that, George. Thank you.
Okay, my friend. Be well. Skype is open, by the way, at George 97313. Carlos is in Carson, California now. Lots of Cali calls tonight. Hey, Carlos.
Good evening. Well, I'm saddened by Muhammad Ali's death.
He was a great one. He was the great one.
He was the great one. He was a man that stood for his convictions. He was willing to go to jail because he did not believe in the war in Vietnam.
Lost his title over it and came back and fought back and got it back again.
Got it back. I really, truly admire him. Although, you know, the powers that be manipulated the whole thing. There was they wanted to divide American society, and so they did it. The pro-war people against the ones that were against the war. So, you know, Ali was somewhat manipulated, but I admire his convictions. And that's a sad truth. That was a representative of the way people thought at the time. They were willing to stand for something. They were idealistic. And look at today's generation, the mean, narcissistic, materialistic generation. What a difference in generations. You know, it saddens me to see the tremendous difference between what we were then and what we are now. You know, it's just awesome. You know, just very sad, really, the changes in society that have transpired over all these years. And another thought, you know, the killings at UCLA, George.
Horrible.
I just wonder, how many of these people are subject to the mind control experimentation of the CIA's MKUltra experiment?
Well, in this case, Carlos, I don't think he was. I think this guy was just whacked out, and, you know, he murdered his estranged wife, and then he drives from Minnesota to Los Angeles to kill his professor from years ago. Just the guy was sick, and there's a lot of them. Now, are some of these folks mind manipulated? I can't say no, but in this guy's case, I don't think he was. I just think something happened in his life and he flipped out.
Yeah, well, you know, you look at back at the Korean guy that killed 32 people out of Virginia Tech. Well, Virginia Tech is known for CIA interference, for CIA manipulation. I've always wanted, and the guy apparently, his sister was part of the CIA. I wonder if the guy was mind controlled, you know.
You never know.
To advance the gun control agenda. And you look at the killings at Fort Hood. Well, the Hassan, the guy that participated, was also came out of Virginia Tech. So you start connecting the dots, you'll see a pretty weird picture that makes you think about mind control manipulation.
Yeah, absolutely, Carlos. And talking about Fort Hood, they found the bodies of four more soldiers who died in the floodwaters out there. What a horrible situation. Folks, if you're driving through floodwaters and, you know, the creek is filling up or the street is filling up, don't drive through it, because chances are it's much deeper than you think. Your car will be swept away. I've always wondered, in this era of electronics with windows and things, if you have to open up your window and swim out through your window of your car, how are you going to open that up when everything gets waterlogged and short-circuited and things like that? How do you do that? Do you have to kick it and break it? I don't know. Horrible situation. The old days, you just had a crank on the handle, and that was it. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore, Maryland. Mark, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's right. It is the birthday now. I watched the clock. It's It's time. Wow.
Yeah, I sent a tribute text to you, so you'll be getting that.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, and as a little birthday tribute to you and your show, I want to tell everybody that's listening, become a Coast Insider, please.
It is something else. Isn't it wonderful?
Absolutely. Anyway, I want to tell you that two nights ago, I had a night terror, and maybe you could explain it.
Okay.
I was in the middle of one of my meditation sessions in my meditation room on my lazy chair, and I was in between awake and asleep. So I wasn't entirely asleep, and I wasn't entirely awake either. I was in that, like, middle area, that limbo area.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I felt my building shake, like there was an earthquake that was happening. And tried to get out of my easy chair like three or four times, and I felt this energy push me back into my chair. And I remember being awake at that point and trying to get up out of my chair. And four times, this force of energy kept pushing me back into my chair.
Did you feel like you were paralyzed?
Yes. I felt like I was paralyzed. And then all of a sudden, I saw water start seeping through my carpet. And I have to tell you, I live on the fourth floor of my condominium building, and so an earthquake is happening, and water is seeping through my carpet, and at this point, I'm paralyzed, and I'm out of my state of limbo, and tears are starting to come out of my eyes, like this is the end of the world for me, or something, like everything is going to end. And then, like about, I don't know, I would have to say like 20 seconds after that, I was finally able to get out of my chair, and I was so frightened, I turned on every light in my condominium just to make sure that was not real. And because I thought that I saw, visions of people floating up through my carpet with the water. What do you think happened to me?
What an awful feeling.
Yeah, what kind of caused it?
It sounds like to me some kind of sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple kinds of sleep paralysis. One is a medical condition that actually is happening to you physically. The other is more of a metaphysical reason. We've called it the old hag feeling. Like you said, you felt like you couldn't get up. You were being held down. That's what this old hag does. Some people see it. Other people don't. But you've got this feeling like you're just being held down. You can't move. It's a bizarre feeling. Nobody knows exactly what causes it or why, but one of those two things probably happened to you, Mark, I would guess. Let's go to Charles in L.A. Welcome to the show. Hi, Charles.
And happy birthday again, but
thank
I beat
you.
Mine was Thursday.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Gemini, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, 1934.
Are there two of you?
Yes.
It's funny how that works with us.
I know. Most Geminis seem to be attracted to the show business.
Yeah, they are.
A lot of them, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, because they like that variety, doing different things all the time.
That's right. And then there's a different, there are different personalities within the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. What I wanted to, I hope maybe you could remember, or if maybe Tom could check or something. A couple weeks ago, you had someone on that apparently has written a book exposing the Clinton family. And I wondered what the title of that is and if you know when it's coming out.
Oh, that's Jerry Corsi, and he's writing a book about the foundation, and it's coming out very soon. I don't have the title, though.
Jerry Corsi. How does he spell his last name?
Corsi.
S-I, okay.
He's the same one who wrote the book on swift boats on that literally sank John Kerry. Remember that?
Oh,
same.
Yeah, John Kerry was a cousin to Bush. They were running against each other, and they were cousins.
Distant.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
But Jerome Corsi is a great author.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right?
I'll look for it. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Now let's go to Ziggy in Toronto. First-time caller. Hey, Ziggy, what got you to call?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call. All the best for your birthday, sir.
Thank you, Ziggy.
It's a privilege for me because I'm listening to you, sir, since 2006. And I tried to call you so many times, I never had luck, so today I had luck. And I have a very important, I mean very important, very interesting thing. Let's say, till 2015 May, I believe, I used to believe exists on the other side. Which is
you, what do you mean? What do you mean? You used to believe? Did you change your
mind? Well, I believe, right?
Okay.
But today I can say I know for 100% another side exists, and I'm gonna try to tell you a very quick story what happened to me and my wife.
Okay.
She's a very heavy smoker, so I tried to find hypnosis therapist for her.
Sure.
So, because I know she can be under hypnosis very quick. So one of, from my old country, from Europe, one of hypnosis, he came over to Canada, and I saw his movies on YouTube, so I know he is very good. So I called the guy, I make a private appointment.
Mm-hmm.
We went with my wife, and he took us to the room, and he tried to explain how everything will be looking and on and on. And he told me like this, you know, sir, can you step outside of the room? Because I will ask some, you know, maybe...
Personal questions.
And maybe your wife, she's not going to be, you know, comfortable. I said, sure, no problem. So I step out, and after 15, 20 minutes, he just come out and he said to me, you're not going to believe, but your wife is possessed.
Oh, my God.
And my jaw just dropped, and I said, we came here to quit smoking.
That's right, not to talk about possessed demons.
And, yeah, and I said, by who she's possessed? And she said, by her father, because her father... he was killed like a few years ago. And I said, okay. And he said, okay, so let's go to the room. You will see it. And then I had my cell phone, right? So I tried to record everything.
Okay.
As soon as I turn on the phone, the lights show up from my phone. And because my wife, she just a couple of days before, she just bought me this phone, and I didn't know how to turn off the, you know, light.
All right.
And this hypnotherapist, she just waved to me like turn down the light.
Right, it was freaking him out, right.
Yeah. In the meantime, he was speaking to my wife, and she was under deep hypnosis. She was laying down on, let's say, a kind of lazy boy, and she was crying. And then he started asking questions her father to my wife. So when he asked the question, basically my wife answered, but that was him, let's say, her father, right? And he said, Richard, how old are you? and she responded 56. I'm 56, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to take this long story short, after what happened later, like she asked questions like, why you are with her? Because I hurt my daughter when she was young. I left her, so now I'm with her to protect her and blah blah blah, you know. And then he told him to, you have to come back to the light, you have to go to the God, and you know, so on and on. And after he wake up her, you know, from this state of deep hypnosis, he asked her, how you feel? She said, well, I feel very good, like, 20 pounds of something just get out of my chest.
Yeah,
you know?
Lifted right off her.
Yeah, something like that. Now, we came back home, and I said to my wife, I said, listen, honey, I tried to record this, but I don't know if anything's going to show up, because he told me to turn off the lights,
mm-hmm.
the lights show up, you know. And when I turned on the phone, I saw it's something on, right? It's only 5 seconds. So I turned on and I played this short recording. And this question, the same, like this guy is asking my wife, Richard, how old are you? And then her father's voice is saying 56.
You could hear his voice.
Her father, not my wife. On
right.
the recording tape, it's her father.
Which you did not hear earlier, right?
No, I'm hearing George Norrie now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, but when I play this again, this her father speak to through her, right?
You recorded him.
Yeah, and she starts crying. She was like, I didn't know what to do. I mean, like, come on, like, her face turned, you know, white, red, eyes full of tears. And she starts screaming. She's telling Ziggy, this is my father. I said, come on, I was in the room. He was in the room. Assistant was in the room. And you were under deep hypnosis. Nobody else was there. And you were answering those questions. So I have 5 seconds still in my phone. And you know what? I even tried call one of your biggest skeptics, which you have time to time, Mr. Michael Shermer, something
yeah.
like that. Because what I tried to do, I would like to find out in some electronic equipment or something if they can recognize this voice, because this is unbelievable.
Well, I'm not sure if they can recognize the voice, but they surely could find out if it was from your wife or not. And as you say, it was not. Would you email me that clip, too, if you could, at george@coasttocoastam.com? Don't forget, we also take your text questions. We'll do that when we come back as well. Well, it's time for our shout-out to those of you who listen to Coast on our 615 radio stations across North America. That includes Canada. Thank you. Coast Insiders, thank you for what you do. And then Sirius XM Talk Channel 146. How about the various chat rooms? Into Infinity, Fantastic Forum 2, Imaginative World, Sorcery IRC, those who follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the Northern Kentucky Paranormal Group, ParanormalDate.com, the SoCal UFO Meetup Group, the Hollywood Ghost Hunters, and Greg the Cook in St. Louis. Thanks for supporting Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast, and Tom has one of our text messages. What do you have for us, Tom?
We sure do, from Dana in St. Louis. Happy birthday, George.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
I am 27, so I want to know what words of wisdom you would give to us slightly younger folks.
About anything?
I guess that's what she means.
Plastics.
Plastics?
Don't you remember The Graduate? You were too young for that movie.
No, I don't.
The guy was advising Dustin Hoffman on his career.
Yeah.
And he said, what words of wisdom can you give me? Plastics. He's telling him to go into the plastics business.
I would have said Post-its.
What words of wisdom for somebody who's 27? Well, you know, there's a lot of fronts there. One would be, you know, take care of the people you care about and be there for them. be the best you can be at whatever you do in your job or career, whatever it might be, whether you're a fast food person or you are an electrician or whatever you are, give 120% every day, but just be kind to your fellow man. That's the simplest stuff I can say.
I think if I was a little older and somebody asked me that, I would say life's nothing without your health.
You got to have that too.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the calls. Another moment here of open lines. We'll go to Stevan in Albuquerque, New Mexico, west of the Rockies. Good morning, Stevan.
Hey, good morning, George. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I wanted to be, I tried calling since an hour ago, since Judica was on, and
yeah.
I couldn't get through, and I texted you also. I see that Tom gets those too.
He gets them. That's right.
I tried calling one more time, and I got through, and I got Tom. And my birthday is 1 month from today.
Well, good, happy upcoming birthday to you too.
Yeah, thank you. 4th of July. Yeah. So all is good with you, and the best of health. And
thank you.
That's pretty much what I wanted to say. And
okay.
I wanted to say, I'm also a former Los Angelino, and I used to get you on KFI 640.
Oh, I'm still there.
Yeah, and I've been in Albuquerque about a year and a half. And when I was in Los Angeles, I traveled to Toronto, and I took my pocket radio with me, and it was still tuned to 640. And after I got to the hotel room in Toronto, I just turned on my radio. And there you were.
I know. Ironically, I'm on 640 in Toronto as well.
Yeah, no, I couldn't believe it. And I told my wife, I said, look at this, a 640 here as well.
Did you have a chance to go to our live stage show last year in Toronto?
No. It was, I wasn't there at that time.
All right. We're probably going to do one next year. So make sure you come on out. Toronto's been just a wonderful city for us. Steve is in Los Angeles, I believe. Is that where he is? I'm trying to guess. Whereabouts is he? Skype caller. Hey, Steve, where are you?
I am in Trabuco Canyon, which is probably 30 minutes south of Disneyland.
Ah, okay.
And I had to wait till after midnight because the other day I found out we have the same birthday.
Well, happy birthday to you. It's a great day. 4 has been my lucky number all my life. How about you?
Actually, it's been 3 lately, but thinking about this, if you told the 5-year-old me 39 years ago that I could be taking my dog for a walk at 12:30 and using a portable device to talk to someone else who then rebroadcast me to oodles of other folks, I would have thought you were very strange. But I have 2 things for you.
Sure.
Friend of mine who lives one canyon over from me was discussing, I don't want to call it an orb as a common term, but a massive gathering of light in her yard. And this lasted 20 some odd minutes, long enough for her to actually go get other people and bring them back to see it. And my question number one for you is, how long have you ever heard of something like that manifesting itself?
That it does happen. I can't explain how or why, but we have had stories like that. It's very weird.
I got the phone call a couple weeks ago and patiently listened through the entire story, and it adds up. You know, and I haven't discussed it with their family members yet, but certainly kind of strange this would happen right down the street from me. Next question, a coworker was chatting about something called Agenda 21, and I'd never heard of it. This was, about 25 hours ago as I was standing on the side of a road at work, and I haven't had any chance to research it, but supposedly it has something to do with, one world governance.
Yep, and it's through the United Nations.
Oh, it is through the UN.
Oh, sure. It's a non-binding program that goes through the United Nations.
Okay, something to be wary of, or?
I think anything that goes through the United Nations, you got to be wary of.
Well, thanks for being here, George, and now that I know, I'll have to bake a cake for both of us next year.
You got it. Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate it. Skype callers. Skype is open. George 97313. Janice is with us in California, in Visalia. Is that, did I pronounce that right, Janice? Oh, she's not ready. There she is. Hi, Janice. Go ahead.
Is this George?
Yep, it sure is.
Happy birthday, George.
Thank you, Janice.
You're welcome.
What's up?
Not much. It's hot.
Oh, it's getting hotter, too.
I wouldn't want to be where you're going to be tomorrow.
Oh, don't wish that on me.
I'm not wishing it on you. I said I wouldn't want to be there.
My presentation is a panel outside.
I know.
There's going to be a lot of people out there, very hot.
I know.
Oh, well.
I hope they bring lots of water. Let me guess what you got on.
You want to guess what I have on?
Yeah.
All right, what?
Let's say you got blue jeans.
All right.
Black shoes.
What kind of shoes?
Black.
Okay.
Black socks.
All right.
And I see green and black on your shirt. Am I close?
I have black shoes.
Black shoes.
Jeans and a black top.
Black with green in it.
There's no green. No green.
No green, just black?
All black. No green.
Mm. What do you have green then?
Maybe money in my pocket.
Could be, huh?
What are you? Are you remote viewing me?
Yeah, that's what you call it.
Really?
Yeah. You want to tell me what I've got on?
Well, let's see. Are you home or driving?
I'm home.
You're home.
I'm home.
What are you wearing?
Uh-huh. What am I wearing? Yes, I have clothes on.
You do have clothes. That's true. But not much. You're on a couch.
Yes, I am.
Okay. There's a television set in front of you.
There is.
And
does it work?
I'm not sure if it works or not. It's not on.
No, it's not.
And I think you're wearing like shorts.
Okay.
That's about it. That's all I want to guess right now before we get too dangerous here.
Oh, okay. Well, you did pretty good.
Not bad.
But usually, anywhere where there's a couch, there's a TV.
Have you practiced remote viewing?
No. I never even heard about it until I listened to your program.
Well, you did pretty good.
Except for the greeting.
Yep, not bad at all. Okay, that's it?
That's it, George. Have
all right,
a nice
Janice,
day.
Thanks. Appreciate you being part of the program. Keith is in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to the program, Keith. Go ahead.
Happy birthday, George.
Thank you, Keith.
And it is also mine.
Well, happy birthday to you, too.
Yes, and
to
I'm
both of us.
Pretty excited to speak with you because I am a longtime listener, and I actually used to work in broadcasting, but I am blind, and I deal with a major ailment that I've been dealing with for almost, which also coordinates with my birthday. I was diagnosed with a certain disease almost 29 years ago.
What was that?
I have been dealing with, knock on wood, I thank God every day, I've been dealing with HIV.
And you're still fighting.
And I am extremely, my doctor claims that I'm literally her prize patient because I am so healthy.
Did you have to go through the medicine cocktails and all that?
Actually, I did a little bit, but I was very, very, very aggressive, very, very specific, and my doctor always, always touts me and brings me up at major, major gatherings how well I'm doing. I'm so healthy. I get so antsy, but it did take my eyesight. I'm a rare breed, 1 in 10,000, George.
Yeah, normally it doesn't do that.
Exactly. I'm rare.
Takes your life, but it doesn't take your eyesight.
But that's the point, George. I had better than 20/20 vision my whole life.
And was it gradual?
Actually, eye doctors specified, said they've never seen anyone's eyes go so fast. Unfortunately.
Yes.
But I'm very, very blessed and thankful listening to wonderful shows like yours. I tune in every morning because, as you can imagine, living in Cleveland, Ohio, so of course I tune you in. It's usually after midnight, but I always enjoy listening to you. You're always informative, inspiring, and you help me have a good night's sleep. So I'm very, very blessed and thankful, George, because having been in broadcasting, I miss using my God-given talents. And so someone like you is very, very, very inspiring.
Why don't you give us a little broadcast open for the show right now?
Hello, America. You are listening to George Norrie. And keep your station tuned in for the best show on the air.
I love it.
Stay tuned.
Keith, thanks, my friend.
You are very welcome, and I want you to have a wonderful birthday. And hopefully mine will also prove.
Yes, it will. It already is. And Tommy, you got another text for us back there. Yeah, what do you have?
I can listen to people with attitudes like that all day. He's got a great attitude.
Yeah, he does. And that's one of the reasons why he's still alive.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that's true. Lucas in Clearwater, Florida. I've noticed in the last few months that I see Bernie and Trump bumper stickers, but I don't see any Hillary ones. Do you think this is indicative of anything?
I think they're out there. He probably just doesn't see them.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, I don't think it means much.
What a bizarre campaign, though.
Ugh,
strangest I've ever gone through in my life.
I'll tell you what.
Big primaries coming up on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
A couple little ones. There's one tomorrow, a little one, but Tuesday's the big one.
I'm curious between John and Hogue, who's going to be right?
Between John Curtis, you mean?
Uh-huh.
And John Hogue?
Yep.
The two Johns?
Yep. One's Trump, one's Hillary.
We'll see. I still think there's a strange little twist in all of this.
What could it be?
I don't know. I just feel something weird is going to happen.
It's getting closer. It's exciting.
Yep. Okay, let's go back to the calls. We go to John in Sebring, Florida, on the wild card line. Hi, John. Go ahead.
George, this is wonderful, and I hope this is the happiest birthday you've ever had, this one now. And I want to make presidential statements, as that's what you were just talking about.
Okay.
Someone will emerge that will surprise everyone and won't have all the negatives of the two current leaders, and probably, most likely, of course, will become the next U.S. president. Now, that, having been saying that, I want to get on to something very important, synchronicity between you, your dad, and my late mother-in-law. And her birthday is today, same as you.
Huh. Okay.
Today would have been her 94th.
Wow.
And also, don't let me forget the gift I gave you 12 months ago. I'm going to re-give it today. It has to do with the four corner states.
Okay.
All right. If I'm not mistaken, your dad's year of birth was 1922. Is that correct?
1923.
Okay. I'm 1 year off on that. But she was born 22, my late mother-in-law. She has your birthday.
But he was born on 2/22, so you're close on that date.
Okay, 2/22. She was born on 22 on this day, June 4th, and she passed away. She lived with us, wonderful saint that she was. She lived with us the past 11 and a half years, last 11 and a half years of her life. Last February 15th, she passed away. That's the birthday of my dad, February 15th. And that's the day she passed away, and she has your birthday, June 4th, and real close to the year of the birth of your dad. And that's some synchronicity there. That's
lots of synchronicity.
Oops. Yeah, and I only learned about you about 1 month or 2 months before this 12 months ago, your birthday, and then was listening constantly and found out about your date of birth, June 4th. And so anyway, I gave a gift to you and your audience 12 months ago. It's a mnemonic device to recall easily the four corner states. I was putting a United States map up on the wall of my wife's third grade classroom, and I said, I'm going to get this one time, finally, these four corner states. I was Floridian, and I'd never even been out to the four corners yet, but I said, look at there. You see, can you recall the four corner states? You can. U-C-A-N. It reads like a book, top to bottom, left to right. Utah, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico.
That's right.
And you might recall, you remember when I gave that to you 12 months ago?
You gave me my, it was a quiz.
Yeah, you knew them anyway.
Yep, I got it right.
And I kind of jumped onto that because I learned many years ago about Holmes for the five Great Lakes. Holmes, H-O-M-E-S, that's the five Great Lakes right there. So I said, well, let me do one for Four Corners. And I don't know if, we don't know who invented the one for Holmes, but it'd be interesting to find out who, if an individual ever was recorded as in creating that. But I do hope, George, this is, your program is wonderful. Your guests are wonderful. And the call-in, everyone is wonderful to listen to. I just hope this is the happiest birthday you've ever had. And thanks so much, George, for everything.
Well, you know, when you get to be my age, every birthday is the best you've ever had. I'll tell you. Here's something interesting, too, a little tidbit, talking about his four corner states. In Missouri, and as you know, I go to St. Louis a lot. How many states do you think touch Missouri? It's amazing. There's Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, Indiana, and Illinois. Eight states touch Missouri. That's truly remarkable, isn't it? It really is. A couple little notes here for you. Coast Insiders, I didn't have a chance to talk with you about that. That membership you can sign up, it is 15 cents a day. You simply go to coasttocoastam.com. I would love it if everybody who listens also is a Coast Insider, because it's just a fun way to become part of the program. You can participate in our chats. We do two chats a month, one with me, one with a guest. You can download podcasts. You can pick up the old Somewhere in Time Art Bell shows. It's just a great way to have some fun. Anyway, we're going to come back with another hour to go of open lines here on Coast to Coast AM. So don't touch your dial, and those of you on hold, we'll get right to you.